One Utah wildlife expert considers wild animal poaching to be a significant problem in the Beehive State following several incidents of game animals being killed and then left to waste. According to the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, four deer were killed in the Woodland Hills area of Utah County late last year. The heads were removed from each deer and the carcasses were left. More recently, the DWR discovered a cow elk and 18 geese dead in Emery County. Law enforcement Captain Chad Betridge says the hunters responsible for these killings could be charged with a felony.
Three very different circumstances and potentially even more than that. We're not 100% sure that all the deer in Utah County were tied together, but they were in such a location and were similar in circumstance that it does kind of feel like they were maybe done by the same people or at least related.
Betridge encourages anyone with information that could be useful to contact the DWR by using their law enforcement app. It allows you to send text messages, photos, and GPS locations of any situation you think might be illegal. You can also use their Turn In a Poacher hotline at 800-662-3337. Betridge says in the past 5 years, the number of animals killed illegally has ranged between 1,000 and 1,400. He adds Utah's a big state, and as he puts it, the agency doesn't have an incredible amount of officers to cover the vast landscape. When they're fully staffed, there are about 50 officers in the field to investigate reports of animal killings.
For example, like the cow elk in Emery County, that cow elk was shot during a time that could have been a legal season for cow elk. However, only a small amount of the meat was taken from the carcass and everything else was left to waste, which makes it illegal, even if you had a license to legally kill that elk.
Betridge acknowledges the majority of hunters and fishermen are doing the right thing, but says there are bad actors out there. He adds the DWR depends on the public to help by reaching out if they come across something that might be illegal and needs a closer look. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.